You go first.
Hugh said to the woman behind him as they got closer. One by one, each person went in front of you, and with each one that passed him, the time got closer and closer for Hugh himself to approach. What could he do? They all expected him to give something.
How he wished he had time to make something. So many of the gifts he saw were clever little animals made from folded paper.
The lion moved closer. It was only halfway through.
How he wished he could go home for just a moment. He could get something from his room, something from his school box. He closed his eyes and wished with all his might that he was home. But when he opened them, the lion had pushed him inexorably forward, and he still had no gift.
Three more people, and the line was at an end.
How he wished he had not eaten his chocolate bar. He could have given that.
Two more people.
Maybe he could give his jacket. It was all he had. Then his hand felt a lump in his jacket pocket. His flashlight. He could give his flashlight.
One more person was ahead of Hugh.
It would mean that he would have to ride all the way home in the dark. That was a scary thought. But rather that than not give anything at all.
It was Hugh's turn.
He saw before him a pile of beautiful things. He saw the little dark manger with the doll to represent the baby Savior. Behind him he heard the old man speak.
As you have brought light and love to us, dear child of God, may we bring love and joy to you on this your day of birth.
As he spoke the words with the old man, he was ashamed of his simple gift. To hide the fact that it was used and scratched, Hugh placed it under the straw by the baby's face. Then he turned it on. A gasp went up from the crowd, a murmur, then a rush of sound. Light! His is the gift of light. What is this light that glows and does not burn? It is a miracle.
No, said Hugh. It's just a flashlight.
But the people of this strange place could not understand. They had no light except that which came from fire. For them, Hugh had brought the most wonderful gift imaginable. For them, Hugh was a worker of miracles.
All day they danced and sang, and Hugh was the center of their celebration, praised and crowned and admired. Hugh had never felt such adulation. Of all the gifts, his was the best. His gift, which seemed to him so simple and so worthless, had brought the greatest surprise, the greatest joy. And in the midst of their pleasure, the anger Hugh had nurtured in his heart began to melt. A lightness began to grow instead until Hugh thought he had never felt so happy.